Lawmakers in North Carolina will be back at the Capitol in Raleigh on Wednesday, and when they reconvene, they'll be talking about an issue familiar to Arizonans: teacher pay and education funding more broadly. Governor Roy Cooper has proposed increasing school funding in part by adjusting the taxes paid by high-income residents. That's similar to the Invest in Ed initiative backers here in Arizona are trying to refer to the ballot. Joining me to talk about this is Billy Ball, education reporter for North Carolina Policy Watch. And Billy, when the legislature comes back to the Capitol on Wednesday, lawmakers won't be alone there, will they?
Absolutely. You know, at last count, and the number keeps shifting, but we're estimating at least 15,000 educators, it sounds like. It's going to be something that's unprecedented in North Carolina, at least, and they're going to be coming down here to make their case on public education funding. It's a similar case to many of the teachers who've been speaking out in states like yours, in Arizona, in West Virginia, and Oklahoma. So, yes, they certainly will have company.
How much of what the teachers are going to be talking about has to do with teacher pay, and how much of it has to do with funding for other areas of public education?
You know, quite frankly, I think it's teacher pay is really only a fraction of what we're going to be hearing the teachers talk about here. The grievances that we're going to hear teachers talking about on Wednesday, they're really going to run the gamut. Our overall state funding per student is down more than 12% from 2008 to 2015. It's one of the largest drops in the nation. Our estimated per pupil spending, it ranks near the bottom of the nation. Our funding for textbooks and classroom supplies are woefully behind recession levels, and certainly they will be talking about teacher pay as well. We have seen those teacher raises in recent years, but many of the complaints that teachers have brought up include the fact that those raises excluded some of the most experienced teachers in the state, and also when adjusted for inflation, our teacher pay is down about 9% since 2009.
Is this expected to be just a one-day thing? Are teachers talking about, is there talk about a walkout, a strike, some kind of work stoppage beyond just Wednesday?
You know, if there is, it's at a very low-grade level. Organizationally speaking, at the North Carolina Association of Educators, they've never referred to this as a strike, and I expect they won't be, since in North Carolina they're not allowed to strike. Teachers aren't allowed to collectively bargain. Teachers are not, at this point, speaking on a large scale about these, about walkouts for a prolonged period of time. Their focus seems to be on continuing to generate momentum to advocate for these issues going forward this year, and it seems as if the NCAE has its focus on the elections later on this year.
Now, you mentioned all the various school funding ideas that teachers have, the things that need to get funded. Governor Cooper has come out with a proposal that sounds like, in part, it would cancel or at least delay some tax cuts that had been put into effect, and he would use that money to put into public education. Is that right?
The governor and the legislature have been very far apart on these issues, in particular when it comes to the billions in tax cuts that the legislature has passed in recent years. So, you know, when you're talking about education, the governor did set aside, you know, it was almost $100 million for teacher raises in his budget plan. It's a guaranteed at least a 5% raise for all teachers. And he would also be working on restructuring the salary schedule, and he put funding to textbooks. And as I said, many of the complaints that teachers are bringing to the legislature this week, they are being addressed in the governor's budget. That said, if I've said this once, I've said it 100 times. There are a few, with all due respect to the governor, there are very few ideas in Cooper's budget that tend to get much traction in the legislature. They are so far apart on these issues, and the Republican-controlled legislature holds so much power. They have a veto-proof majority that I don't want to say that the governor's budget is dead on arrival by the time we receive it, but it certainly doesn't get the kind of traction that I think governor's budgets in other states are able to get. I think it's more of, you know, some people might think of it as more of a table setter.
Does it seem like the teachers in North Carolina are drawing inspiration or learning lessons from some of the other states that have gone before them, including, you know, you mentioned West Virginia, Oklahoma, Arizona, Colorado, some of those places?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I talked to Mark Jewell, who's the president of our North Carolina Association of Educators, a few days back. And one of the things that he said to me was West Virginia, West Virginia, West Virginia. That kept coming up when we were speaking. And I think that part of that is because Mr. Jewell is a native of West Virginia, but also when they started, when the teachers in the NCAE started talking about this idea back in February, I believe, West Virginia teachers were going on strike, and they were certainly following what the teachers there were doing. And so certainly I think they're taking a great deal of inspiration from other states. And I can tell you from the social media posts that we see circulating from teachers, they are intensely following what's happening in states like yours and Arizona, and what's happening in Oklahoma. And the word that keeps coming up is momentum. These teachers believe they have momentum right now, and it's not just in North Carolina, and they intend to keep it going.
All right, that's Billy Ball, education reporter with North Carolina Policy Watch. Billy, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.